Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick's a great member of our Brain Trust, columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of Liberty for All, a manifesto for reclaiming financial and political liberty. Also, his new book is called Rebound. No, that's the first one is called Rebounders, right? The Liberty for All is the second one, right?
Yeah, just get them all out there.
Yeah, you want both of them, folks. Don't worry about which came first, right, Rick?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Rick, welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So you wrote a piece recently about why you said the Obama administration actually probably paved the way for Trump. Explain yourself, sir.
I think you're talking about exports. No one probably remembers this anymore, but going back to around 2010, President Obama said his goal was to double exports within 5 years. And he was trying to get at the same thing Trump has been trying to get at, believe it or not, which is creating more manufacturing jobs here in the United States, you know, mm-hmm. jobs that pay pretty well mm-hmm. for manual labor. And his idea was if we can just crank up exports, more people around the world buying stuff made in the United States, then more people will be at work here, which I guess is true in theory. It just didn't happen. It didn't even remotely happen. Last time I checked, the pace of exports from that day when Obama said that in 2010 was only up by about 10%. Mm-hmm. Obama was not able to do the things that might have helped with exports. And also, something really important that's happened in the last couple of years is the dollar has strengthened.
Right.
Which is something the president can't control. And
that hurt,
try to
that
control.
Hurt exports.
Yeah, absolutely. So that
when the dollar is stronger, our goods are more expensive, folks. You always remember that. As we've talked about this on the show many times before.
And it's just it's simple math that when U.S. products are more expensive in other countries, we sell less of them.
Right.
So Obama was not able to do that, and of course he doesn't talk about that anymore. So along comes Trump, basically saying he wants to do the same thing, which is create more manufacturing jobs. He just wants to do it in a different way.
Right. Well, one of the things, and I that's an interesting take on this. One of the things that there are several things that I agree with Donald Trump about that I think are going to be much big improvements over President Obama. But one of them that concerns me, and one of them that he and I completely disagree on, is trade. He talks like an isolationist, Rick, as you know. And I think that's a mistake. I think that's a horrible, dangerous line of thinking. I do agree with him when he says that our negotiators, our trade negotiators, have not been given either haven't been or haven't been given the authority to negotiate what's best for America. I think our trade deals have not been good for America, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't have trade deals.
Well, most business people agree with you, Jim. Most economists agree with you. And there aren't too many people who really get very excited about the kind of protectionism Trump wants to put into place. However, it's far from obvious what would be better than what we have now. So tariffs seem like a terrible
It is
idea.
A terrible thing. We've already seen that movie. It's called The Great Depression.
That's right. And I think it's quite easy for Trump to say he's going to make better deals. I think it's actually quite hard when you get to the details. But let me give you a couple of specifics. We had Wilbur Ross in here at Yahoo Finance. Wilbur Ross is a private equity investor who has been one of Donald Trump's top economic advisors.
Right.
He may be the next Commerce Secretary.
Right.
We had him in here the day after the election and said, okay, listen, you've helped Trump develop his trade ideas. What is he actually going to do? And what he told us was, look, there are not going to be any trade wars. What we are going to do is use our leverage as the biggest customer of countries such as China and Mexico to say to them, look, we don't want trade wars with you. What we want you to buy more things that we are already exporting that you already need. He gave the example of liquefied natural gas,
mm-hmm.
a U.S. export that is something China buys from a lot of other countries and not so much from the United States. So his idea is to sit down with the Chinese somehow and say, look, everything will be fine if you guys buy more of this type of product from us, which means they would end up buying less of it from other countries. Now, that sounds fine in theory, and that sounds a little more reassuring than 35%
right.
tariffs on Chinese imports. I just have no idea how that works in practice. What do the other countries say?
What you're saying there that makes that I like is he's talking about engaging with China, not leaving the marketplace, because when the United States abandons any particular part of the marketplace, the Chinese move into that vacuum, and that's not what needs to happen.
Yeah, that would be a terrible thing.
It'd be horrible. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Yahoo, yeah. Finance.yahoo.com. That's how you find Rick Newman. And he and I will be right back and talk some more about what's coming up. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.